The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Well, hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm back again with Father Reginald Foster, and we are going to continue our talk of the Latin language today in a funny place in a football stadium. There's a team here called Lazio. That word, Latium, where Latin takes its name from, isn't it?
Yes. There's a big discussion where that comes from.
So it's not taken for granted that it comes from the area around Rome, which is called Latium, where the football team takes its name.
No, it's not taken for granted. No, there's a long story.
So?
That the area, because of some god or some Italian god, had this name Latius or something, and he became the god of this area. And then the area became called Latium. And then Latini, the Latins, were part of Latium.
At any rate, it's apart kind of from the backwards. Origin of the word, which seems rather complicated, Latin was a language used for spreading Christianity throughout Europe, no?
And much later on.
Yes.
500, 600, 700 years later.
Yes, obviously.
Okay.
And then in 1962, Pope John the 23rd spoke of the language in an encyclical, right?
What do you mean, the Veterum Sapientia?
Yeah, Veterum Sapientia, what does that mean?
The fact is, it's more than an encyclical, and people don't realize this either. It's an apostolic constitution.
Which is more than an encyclical.
In the sense that it lays down things, boom, boom. The Immaculate Conception is an apostolic constitution. The dogma of the Assumption is an apostolic constitution.
And how do you say that in Latin, apostolic constitution?
Constitutio apostolica. Hmm. And this thing on Latin is an apostolic constitution which was put in the library and forgotten. But it's still there, my dear friends, as an apostolic constitution, where the poor man wanted the restoration of Latin in the whole church.
But veterum, what do the words actually mean? Veterum sapientia
means the wisdom of the ancients. Veterum, of the ancients, the wisdom. And it goes on, the sentence goes on, the wisdom of the ancients contained in Latin and Greek letters and so on and so on.
It was a bit of a bombshell, no? Can you translate that word?
Okay, a pyrobolus.
Pyrobolus. Means a ball of fire.
Inexpectatus.
What does it
an
mean?
Unexpected ball of fire. Pyrobolus inexpectatus, you'd say.
It was a bombshell.
It was.
Because it was published on the eve of the Second Vatican Council.
Well, the eve in February of 62. So, it was a dead letter. It was a stillbirth, you'd say.
It was a stillbirth. It was the wrong timing.
Yes.
But long before the Second Vatican Council, there was another pope who had something to say about Latin as well. He was Pius the 11th, our founder here at the radio. He conducted a scientific inquiry indicating three qualities of Latin.
It's beautiful, this world.
Which are universal, immutable, and non-vernacular, right? Well, universal, okay, because, I mean,
belongs to all nations. And then?
And then immutable.
Well, you don't change it. You never change it.
Well, yes, you do, because you have a new dictionary of modern
I might
Latin.
Add some words. But basically, I'm using the same language as Cicero, and that just doesn't change. I can add maybe some words or give maybe some new meanings to old words. That's another story.
Yeah, but it's described as the church's living language, so...
No, but in basically... Cicero would understand what I wrote for the Pope this morning. Absolutely.
That's a secret, is it?
No, there's no secret. As I understand, Cicero would say, well, he wouldn't understand the theology, the concepts, popes, the gospel, the stuff he wouldn't understand. But the words he would catch...
By the way, all three of the words, universal, immutable, and non-vernacular, they're all words of Latin origin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Universalis.
Universalis means everyone is faced in the same direction. That's universal in Latin.
Immutable.
Unchangeable. That's clear in Latin.
Yes, immutabilis.
Yes.
And, okay, we got to the non-vernacular.
You understand what verna means? Verna in Latin means a slave. No one knows this. No one. And vernaculus was slave talk in the house. Common talk of the slaves in the house. That's vernacular.
So non-vernacular is non-slave talk.
Which means, well, okay, yeah, so then it turned out to be the talk of people on the street. So Latin is not the talk of people on the street. Except that 5 or 6 or 10 of us who still speak Latin day and night, even in the 62 bus.
In the 62 bus, you speak Latin?
Well, certainly. If I meet a colleague who understands Latin, we speak Latin in the 62 bus. Or the 40. Why not?
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick. Thank you.